God, Jehovah, is a mighty God. baby free once it starts.
Congratulations, champ. Was that an easier fight as it looked?
Of course it was easy. I'm the greatest fighter in the world. That means all over the place, Fred. Even in China, nobody can beat me.
Hey, you got a little attitude there. You mad at something?
Well, I'm a little upset with myself because I had an image of this guy falling on a right hand, but I hit him with the left, and I hit him so hard that his jaw kind of shattered. And when I came back with the right, he was already on the ground.
Glory be to God. All praises due Allah. God bless America. This is a great champion and a great man.
If I can have the fighter back a minute here, Reverend. You're saying that it makes a difference to you how he falls, whether with a left or a right?
Oh, definitely. I'm an artist out there, and I painted a beautiful picture of the Mona Lisa, and I forgot to put the breast on.
That's because the champ is an artist, and he's the greatest showman on the planet, and the greatest fighter. No man can beat this man at this point in his life, and I want you to know, Marvin Shabazz, wherever you are, you better watch the things you're saying, because we here.
Reverend.
And I want you to know there's a space on his wall for your head. You want to go along with the rest of the heads that he already has on his wall.
Reverend, let me borrow
him. We're calling the taxidermist right now for the fighter that he just laid out.
Let me get the fighter back. Did this guy hurt you at all?
Not at all. He hit me one time, and that was just to wake me up because I was bored in there.
Bored?
The third round, that's right. And otherwise, it was just like fighting my little sister.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the press, I'm now proud to present to you the undisputed and still undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, James the Grim Reaper Rafa.
I want to say all praise to Allah.
Allah Akbar, champ.
Send some love out to Mud Deer. And a special shout out to the Reverend Sultan here, because without him, I wouldn't even be around.
Who do you plan to fight next?
Well, that's the Reverend's job. He sets him up, I just knock him out.
Bullshit, motherfucker. I'm the number one contender, and I'm tired of you motherfuckers ducking me. Get out of the way.
Hey, we ain't ducking you, man. You're just so black, we can't find you.
What? Fuck you.
Marvin Shabazz, you're a great fighter, and you will get your title shot.
No. See, what we want is a guarantee. Yeah, that's right. That my man, Marvin Shabazz, flex on me and Marvin will you. Boy, that boy good, ain't it? And I'm saying that everybody knows he's good. We're just asking the Reverend Sultan to give us a shot at the title. Can you just...
Stop running like a B.I.H.
B.I.H.?
It's biatch.
Where the fuck you from?
B-I-H. Listen, Tar, baby, why don't you go get some Ambi, brighten your ass up, stop looking like an oil spill, and then we can talk business.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, Paul. I'll stick my dick so far up your fucking ass, I impale your tonsils. How about that?
Oh, that's a pretty picture.
Shut up.
All right.
Fake ass black man.
Is this what you want, Mom?
Exactly what I want. You don't deserve it.
Get out. I spank you with it.
Spank you.
I spank you with it. Come here.
Spank you with it, motherfucker. You ain't heard it. You ain't heard it. Goddamn. You want to drive another Rolls Royce, but you don't want to really be the champ. I'm the champ, motherfucker. Till you beat me, I am the champ.
More real than Bobby and Clyde. Mobbing and pimping till the day we die.
Two and the brand new heavy. You feeling all right?
Never stop, never give it up.
think you can buy love. Tickletron wants to buy love, not to think you can buy love.
Yes, never stop, never give it up. To then a minute to the day that's without you. And I'm hoping that you feel that you what you want, what you're feeling, I am feeling too.
Again, this Sunday, October 19th, at the GRNHS Gallery. Come to Radio Valencia's fundraising show, concert, extravaganza. This Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. at the GRNHS Gallery. The GRNHS Art Gallery, 864 Folsom Street in Soma. Get ready for your eardrums to be massaged and cared for. We're gonna have live music from Fantasy, Yankee Band, and Rustangs. Three bands, live DJs, here. This Sunday, October 19th, hope to see you there at the GRNHS Gallery. We're going to have beer there you can get, you can buy from the 21st Amendment Brewery. It's going to be awesome. Hope to see you there this Sunday, October 19th, at the GRNHS Gallery, 864 Folsom Street. Support local radio, support local music, support local art galleries. You could have all three, you could do all three in one day. It's beautiful. Shouts out to all. So much music, so little time. Music you heard by request going out to I'm a Torta. Brand new heavies, Never Stop. Live to your eardrums. We also had something from the Great White Hype. I like it. I've always liked that movie. Also, we've had music from Out of Flux, songs, Sniper Bunker. We also had music from Veer, Machine Drum, Holly, Thice, Salvador Breed, song, Vai Pulando. We also had music from Greg Sperro, Nicole McCabe, Kai Sarai Tompkins, and Jermaine Paul with the song Till Death Do Us Jam. So good, so nice, so right. New music also from Thrice. I hope you liked it. Thrice. Sounded too good. Sounded too sweet. Too dope. They're back. Thrice is back. And they're awesome. Shouts outs to all. Here coming in and rocking out. Remember, coming up at noon o'clock, stay tuned for DJ Mark and his show Dropped the Charges. Drop the Charges. Spinning vinyl. Spinning women on his package. DJ Mark brings you soul on vinyl. Dig it. It's all there. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. RadioValencia.fm. We here. I can't wait to eat. People are excited because the Dodgers are 3-0 in the playoffs. You know, Radio Valencia is a big Dodger station, especially DJ Mark. He comes in with his Dodger hat, Dodger gloves, his Dodger underwear, his Dodger shirt, Dodger shoes. It's going to be awesome. Tonight they play. I get to see one of the playoff games, finally. You know, all the other times I'm like gone, I'm working, you know. But would it be cool to go to a World Series? I think it'd be cool, you know. At least a baseball game lasts long, you know. Some people complain that, you know, they shorten the game. And, you know, I might even complain, too. You would think, I would just go like this. You would think the TV and the corporations would want it to be longer because that's more commercials, that's more advertisement. And then also, if you're at the game, that's more alcohol to be sold, more hot dogs, more nachos, you know? Hey, but what do I know? But, you know, watching baseball's fun. Here's why I like watching baseball, because you don't have to just keep sticking your eyes to the game. You could still be, like, talking about a lot of stuff and watch the game. That's why I like baseball. That's one of the reasons, at least. And also, you might get hit in the head with a ball, you know? And that used to be my biggest fear. I remember watching my brother's Little League games. And I'd watch my brother's Little League games, and they'd do a foul ball into the stands, into the bleachers. You know, I've got hit in the head by them. I'm looking down because I got my nachos and I dipped that whole chip inside the cheese, you know? And you go, Bafaco, you're going to waste all your cheese. And I go, dude, that's why you got to tip at the snack shack. I always tip out. I go, let me get that extra cheese. Here's the Abraham Lincoln, big dog, just for you. You know, and you tip, and they tip, and you tip them, and they tip that cheese, you know. You know, back in the days, you know, the Little League days, you show them Abraham Lincoln, and all of a sudden, they take that pot of cheese and start pouring it on your chips, you know. They pull that pot of cheese, of that El Paso cheese, and they lift it and start dunking it on, and start just dribbling it all over your chips, you know. Drowning them. Abraham Lincoln talks. Maybe not as much these days, but back in those days, the 80s, the all or nothing days. Oh my God. Let me get those nachos. For a while, I was doing a nacho update, a segment here on the show, because I would go to my nephew's football games. And I would go to my nephew's football games, and I would try the snack shack, and I would try the nachos. That's the one thing. Like, all of my high school, I went to one game, and I stayed for 20 minutes, and I took off. We're like, this sucks. Let's go. Let's just go to 7-Eleven, you know? But with my nephew playing football, I went to a few of his games, and I was like, we're going to do a little nacho podcast, you know? And I tried all the nachos, and guess what, guys? There was a difference in taste when the nachos were being served by the person, and the nachos tasted different when one person had gloves and the other person didn't have gloves. And you know who always won? The person with no gloves. For some reason, I don't know what it is. Maybe because all the, you know, usually at the snack shack at high school games, it's the students that are working there. So I think a lot of those students now are like microdosing. So their hands have the, like, drug substances, the ADHD substances, the Zoloft substances, you know, the ayahuasca, man. You know, now you got kids who are freshmen going, oh, what's your medication? Oh, it's ayahuasca. Damn, kid, you're on another level. You know, back in my day, you know, it was Flintstone vitamins and that's it. Nothing else. You know? And I was taking Flintstone vitamins till I was in my 30s. It's all right. You know? Now, dude, now, you know, kids are on all kinds of drugs now. You know, this bottle of water, there's a little acid I'm microdosing in this bottle of water. Just take a little sip, you know? You know, hey, that's fine, man. Just get the Zoloft. Just get the I don't know what the ADHD medication is, but now, you know, they're shrooming. Now kids are on Ozempic. Kids are, you know, puberty blockers now. It's crazy. It's the wild, wild west, you know? So, maybe it's they had these substances on their hands and they made the nachos taste even better. But, you know, I like nachos. I never played football. They wanted me to play football because I was a big kid in high school. I was like 300. And they wanted me on the line, except, you know, I was too busy eating. I just wanted to eat and hang out and, you know, work. I actually chose a job over being on the football team. It's all right, you know. I don't want any CTE. My friend still has headaches from playing football in high school, and all he played was high school football, and he still gets headaches, you know? And he wasn't even a starter. He was just like the practice squad, and he still gets headaches. That's how hard football is, you know? It's crazy. So maybe, you know, I dodged a bullet by not being on a football team. But I didn't dodge those nachos, though. I ate those nachos, you know, romantically, you know. That was my only girlfriend at the time. You know, but that's how it goes, guys. And I'm a fan of no beans on the nachos. That's just me. And, you know, sometimes I do like beans, but light, very light. I hate when I go to a place and they just put in like 5 scoops of beans. It's like, calm down, dude, with the beans, dude. Calm down. You lightly sprinkle just a little bit, you know. Hey, I like meat. But we don't need meat on my nachos. Just keep it simple. Cheese. I like salsa. Don't get me wrong. Sour cream. Little light. But the main star is the cheese. And it's got to be on every chip, man. You know, I worked at Levi Stadium a couple games. And I was in charge of the nachos. And I made those nachos beautifully. I made it so nice and great that people would come back and they would tell people, like, hey, there's a guy making the nachos, man. He's making it perfect right now. Every chip has cheese. Every chip. Not one chip doesn't have cheese. Every chip is covered. And people would come to my section. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I knew what I was doing. I knew how to work it. You know, that's the most important job in this whole stadium was the nacho guy. You're going to be a man? You ready to be a man? It's time. Shouts out to all. More music on the way. Radio Valencia.fm. We're live and direct. Remember, DJ Mark comes in at noon. All will be well. If you want any requests, 415-766-4428 to everyone around the world, 1-4-1-4. 905-766-4428. And there is the passage to musical happiness. Enough of me. Let's get back into the music. This is new music to my eardrums. This is Baroness and the song The Birthing. Shouts out to all. Radio Valencia.
Yeah. but a snack in the rear. Don't even try it, these tits for the queers. Like how that butch boy sipping that beer. Forearm tattoo, brow with a pierce. So hard to get, but I saw that little glance. Watching it bounce while I do my little dance. See about a pop star, Hannah Montana. Thinking they may want to get in these pants. I got that glance at my boobs. You keeping it pee for your crew. Bad if I gave you my number, then you get red like a balloon. This shit's a game to me, boo. I'll make you burst like Splatoon. If you like the bossy femmes, come and let me holler at you. Need to put in work like you on payroll. You want to lay me down and just say so. I don't think you can handle me, I'm a freak hoe. Strip like you watch me on the freak show. Somebody give me a camera, we making Vivo. Made them wet like a gully double bonito. This is not PG, it's X videos.
with them. I saw him in their convoy earlier.
I'm a scientist and a businessman, not military.
Which is why he's gonna tell us what the fuck is going on.
They're stealing biochemical weapons.
EC2?
Also known as Project Terror. Designed to take out an entire populace in a controlled, landlocked area.
You were supplying it to them. That's why they shut you out.
I found my supply. It's under our feet. 10 stories down.
What about Connery with atropine and PAMP 2?
Interferes with the neurotoxin delivery. Sets off the cell blaster, and you're gushing blood and pus through every sacred hole in your body.
Appetizing.
The only treatment is a regimented exposure to DC2 itself. Delays the negative effects.
I need it. Like a drug.
Correct. But we found that a small percentage of people are not affected by the gas itself. And within this small percentage lies a cure.
What do you want to do? Mexico. Put our backs against the ocean and defend ourselves from there.
No, we have to get back to my lab. This infection will spread all over the world to every man, woman, and child unless I finish my antidote.
You have an antidote.
You! Come with us. Move it! Move it, Peggy!
You like being the gardener?
Sorry?
Ed Gardner. Do you like her?
Yeah, I guess.
I was just thinking that you kind of look like Ed Gardner a little bit. You got something you want to say to me?
I have nothing to say to you.
You got nothing to say, huh? That's funny. Because I could have swore you just gave me a fuck you look right now. You want to say fuck you to me?
Not at this moment.
You know what this is?
A gun?
It's simplicity itself. You see, you pointed at where you want to die. And you pull the little trigger here. And a little bullet comes out of here. And a little bullet hits you right there. And you know what? You don't look like Eva Gardner no more. Don't taunt me, Tramp. I am not one to be taunted. You got it? Let me hear you say I got it.
I got it.
You can do it more better.
My life.